Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of a biblical worldview, that is to say, the lens of Scripture. And today, we're going to return to a topic that I've spoken on before, and that is about the deluding influence that is over the left. When we look at the violence, the irrationality, the name-calling, and the craziness of the left, sometimes you have to stop and wonder why. And there is a theological reason for that. That is that they have abandoned the one true God and refused to acknowledge Him or give thanks. Usually, I will begin with a situation or a circumstance and then land on Scripture at the end. But today, we're going to do it the other way around, and I'm going to start with a Scripture I want to read to you from Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica. This is 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and forward. And let me set this up for you. It's speaking about as the world moves toward the end of the age, toward the end of time, toward the time, toward the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, how things will accelerate and develop. And I want you to listen to this. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let that sink in for a moment. This sort of gets back to Romans 1:18-32, where God gives the people over wicked desires because they refuse to acknowledge Him as God or be thankful. And so they concoct all kinds of crazy ideas about reality. You know, they come up with four-footed animals to worship and all kinds of crazy things. And professing to be wise, they become fools. That's what's going on in 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and forward. And in today's podcast, I give you an object lesson, an example that really serves to illustrate this important truth. And it personifies the situation on college campuses and public school education with Gen Z and the things that they believe. So let me set up this next audio clip for you. Have you ever wondered why the LGBTQ, particularly the trans activists, are aligned with the Palestinian movement and the Muslim extremists in Gaza, who represent the most virulent form of Islamicism? How do these socialists and communists, whatever, align with these Muslim extremists who would put them to death? The Quran calls for the death penalty for anybody who is a homosexual, certainly transgendered. And the countries like Iran or Hamas, the Palestinian areas, are part of that belief system. And so how is it that these socialists and Marxists align themselves with those who would kill those among them who are gay, lesbian, or transgendered? How do they get there? How do they think that way? Here's how.
Hi, can I interview you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So is this is the trans flag?
This is the Palestinian flag mixed with the trans flag.
Okay. What do you say to those who say that trans people would be killed in Palestine?
I mean, I don't know about that, but I know that I'm standing here today. At least 50% of the Gazan government needs to be trans women. Like Muhammad herself was in fact a trans lesbian.
Muhammad was a woman?
Yeah. Islam is a trans idea. It's a trans religion. Muhammad herself was a proud trans lesbian.
In Iran, the morality police, and also in Gaza, they kill trans people. Like, do you think that that's not true? Or?
I mean, I think they're secretly Jews if they do that. Because no Muslim would actually do that. Like, Islam is a gay religion.
They ask Muslims in Gaza what you would do with trans people. They say that we don't have that here. We kill those people.
I mean, I don't know, but that's why we need to protest harder, that we need at least 50% of the Palestinian government to be trans women.
How do we make that happen?
I mean, we have to protest. We have to put pressure on the Jews who control the world to make this happen. Like, They own everything. We have to make this.
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm Italian and Muslim.
So I know it was hard to hear all that, but essentially this protester, he says that Islam is a gay religion, that Muhammad herself, that Muhammad was a proud trans lesbian woman, and that Islam is all about gay rights and this, that, and the other, and that they are protesting to make sure that at least 50% of the government in Gaza is trans. Now, the interviewer, and you can't see it on the video clip because this is an audio podcast, he's incredulous, and he goes, well, wait a minute, what about, you know, Iran and all these other places that execute gay people, and particularly Hamas, who says they don't allow transgenderism or homosexuality in their territory. They put these people to death, and this man insists that that's why they have to protest harder. So protesting real hard is going to change the mind of committed Muslims who do not tolerate homosexuality. Real Islam does not. Now, you have liberal forms of Islam, like you have liberal forms of Christianity that are just nominal and name only, but serious Muslims do not tolerate this kind of behavior. And when pressed about this, this young man says, well, that's why we have to protest harder, and that's why I'm here. 50% of the Gazan government needs to be trans. As he continues to press him, he says, well, wait a minute, you know, people in Iran and places like that who say they're Muslims but want to kill homosexual people and trans people are really just Jews, and the Jews control everything, and we have to push harder against the Jews who control everything and own everything. And certainly here you see the anti-Semite bent of modern secular education on the college campus and in the popular culture, as it bleeds through in this interview where this man is insisting that the Jews are the root of all evil. But you also see the deluding influence on the minds of these people. They're crazy almost, thinking that Muhammad was a trans lesbian woman, a proud lesbian woman who was trans, and that Islam is a gay religion. They've obviously never read for themselves the Quran, and somebody is indoctrinating them somewhere, and they are deluded, which brings us back to our biblical text, which gives us insight into their delusion, because they don't love God, they don't love the truth, they hate Israel, they are anti-Semitic, they are blind, and they don't want to know. And that's why they used to lose their minds when Charlie Kirk would come on campus. Many of them didn't want to hear anything, they just wanted to shout him down, and that's why they shout down speakers on college campuses. They can't stand truth or reality, and they are irrational about it. Which brings us back to 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and forward. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Unrighteousness in everything from trans perversions to atheistic belief systems to the rejection of God and morality. That's what's going on here. And so you have this student who's concocted his own version of reality, where the Jews are running the whole world, and where, in this case, you know, Islam is a gay-friendly, leftward religion created by a proud trans woman. And if these protesters protest hard enough and give voice to their beliefs, the Islamists in Gaza will be happy to make 50% of their government trans female. It's really tragic because they don't understand that they live in the freest country in the world, and the protests that they can do and the stupid ideas that they can hold will be tolerated, unlike the rest of the world, where you can be executed for worshiping a god other than Allah, and where freedom of thought and freedom of religion and freedom of speech do not exist. But these people are deluded, and so they support evil. They support what is not right, and they will reap what they sow, tragically. Well, I think I've said enough for now. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, like us on whatever platform you listen through. Share us on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media outlets that you utilize. Help us to get the word out. Write a sentence or two about us, and that helps us with the algorithm. In the meantime, if you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the memo line of the email. It will help me see it and respond more quickly. Again, thank you for listening. This is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.